Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to the Neil Baker Psychic Hour. I'm Kristen, and I'm here with psychic and author Neil Baker. Good morning, Neil.
Good morning.
And apparently we've got some noise in the background today in the backyard, so we apologize for the sound of the jackhammer, but we're still doing the show, and we're so glad you could join us. Today we're continuing our discussion on magic versus spirituality. Are they one and the same? And today we're going to be talking about some tools people can implement to start activating magical elements into their lives. But first, want to let everybody know how to stay connected with us. You may follow us right here on Blog Talk Radio. You may join us on Facebook, on our fan page, or on our friend page. The fan page is linked under our Blog Talk Radio profile, and I believe you can find our friend page via that, that site. There's also Twitter account, and Neil's books are on Amazon.com for those of you who are readers. And what else? 562-596-7818 is Neil's direct number. We've got a lot of callers in the queue today, Neil, and I want to let everybody that's listening know, first of all, if you want to speak with us, press 1. 818 and our private caller have not raised their hands here in the queue, so if you'd like to speak with us, just press 1 on your handset and we'll get to your calls. Thank you, private caller, they just pressed. And 818, you still haven't, but maybe you're just listening. However, we get to the readings at about quarter after the hour, and we're going to be getting to everybody that's currently in the queue today. Be patient because, you know, we do talk for a little bit. So just rest assured that we will be getting to your calls. Okay, Neil, let's get into it here.
Yes, our topic for today.
Yeah.
Magic.
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 Versus spirituality. Are they one and the same? So we talked a little bit about that, and of course, they are linked. We talked about the history of that. I'm just kind of giving you an overview of what we talked about in case you forgot
the
last show.
They are linked. Of course, the head of the two elements is spirituality. That comes before magic. If you're just dealing with magic, then just go to Magic Axe and deal with magic on that level. If you're dealing with spirituality and magic, well, the two are somewhat linked. It all depends on how you define spirituality, because you can define spirituality on issues of black magic, where you're going to be using lower energies and sorcery and all kinds of other things that might equate to some form of magic, and you might say it's got a spirit behind it, but we could also be talking about elementals, the lower energies of the spirits. We can even talk about demons.
So you're talking about like fairies or leprechauns in terms of elemental?
Well, yeah, but there's earthly energies and deities and things like that that the Wiccas will ascribe to some of the lower form earth energies.
So like energies of like natural things.
Natural
like
energies
trees,
of the spirits,
and,
the earth. Some of that comes with people like that, and when you get into the idea of kind of magic that Merlin created from the elements of the earth, it doesn't mean that you're an evil person if you do that by any means, but it does mean that you're using the elements of energy in the earth that still has a spirit. The planet has a spirit. Trees have a spirit. So you can go into those elemental energies and even delve into the world of leprechauns and fairies and goblins and demons and all that kind of thing to create a sense of magic. Now, some of those characters are, they're not evil, but they're mischievous. They can be a little bit wicked. They can demand things in return. They're not the energies that I normally work with. I work with higher energies on what I call more on a spiritual level. When we get into the higher spheres of angels and guides from the higher realms and the astral realm, well, they're of a different variety, and then they ascribe themselves more to the supreme being and not the supreme earthly being, the lord of the underworld and things like that. Sometimes the two work, though, together, and it doesn't mean that that they don't work together. Even Christ had demons go into a flock of pigs, not a flock, but whatever their grouping of pigs would be. And he used magic many times. I mean, talking about magical elements on many different levels, and even spiritual people will use magic in some sense, a litter.
Or a drifter drone.
Litter. Thank you.
Yeah, it escaped me too. I had to actually.
Of course, a litter of pigs.
It's obvious.
Just things. Moses' shaft was magic. The cane, that shaft that he held, was magic, just as Merlin's was. So I dig all that stuff. It's fun and it's entertaining and enchanting, and there's parts of it that ascribe to spirituality. But when we're dealing with the raw elements of magic on a spiritual level, then we're evoking angels, guides, holy spirits, and that can be done by the mere command of language, ascribing your language to a higher source and identifying that higher source, and then making sure that you are a vehicle or an instrument of purity and ethical standards, so that what you call in, you get the right results. So, and that all is in attuned to the elements of your chakra system. Now, the elements of your chakra system, each chakra is magical. You can have magic in the first to the seventh chakra, and each of those chakras occupy a different theme. But most of us don't really validate or consider the fact that chakras are magical. They send out a magical element. So if you want magical things happening in your home, you can do it through your first chakra. If you want magical things happening in the basis of your heart, your emotional life, you can do it through the fourth chakra. If you want magical things happening in your job and the vision of you creating something, you can do it through your sixth chakra. Always at the command of the seventh chakra, which is the magic of our link to God.
So how do we connect the chakras that we're trying to work with the seventh chakra to manifest this type of thing? I mean, is there an exercise? Is it a one-size-fits-all type of approach? So, I mean, this is general, but everybody's going to have a different way of working with their chakra system.
Well, you have to understand how you're empowered as a human being with magic. What is the magical element of your being? The first magical element is that you were created. That's magic. And secondly, we are created out of dust through the breath of God. So that's magic right there. We're a magical element. The fact that our hearts are beating, our blood is pumping, our organs are working, our mind is working, our vision is working. All of this is magic. So we take magic on the elemental basis of who we are as just creatures, living creatures, more or less what's around us. We're magical. And we take that element of magic and we start to infuse or ignite each part of our body with the sense of magic. So that's when you get into yoga breathing and conscious breathing, where you start to feel that stimulation in the first, second, third, fourth, all the way up to the seventh chakra. You feel it tingling, twirling. You see, if your third eye is open, you're starting to see colors in front of your eyes. You're starting to see visions. Indeed, you might see the astral elements or the etheric elements of energy, the auras of things. Everything has an aura, from human beings to objects.
Mm-hmm.
The clock on your table has an aura. So when you start to see that, then your third eye is starting to send out vibrations of magic. Your third eye is magical. Now, that third eye can be directed by different sources. It can be directed by ourselves. But then usually we have a co-director or a higher director. And that can either be of the higher world, the higher elements, in that duality of good and evil, or it can be the lower elements. There are people who are very magical, very gifted, very insightful, very psychic. But when you really tear them apart, they come from the Lord of the Underworld.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is that bad? Well, it's not the best thing. Can a person from that works with the Underworld still be an ethical person? Absolutely. A lot of our witches and shamans and don't send me letters. I'm not suggesting that these are all of dark areas. But a lot of them will work with the elements of the earth, and that doesn't make them bad at all.
No, it doesn't make them bad, but it's not working with a transcendent energy, I guess. So it doesn't lift the magic to a higher
level. It's working with some
of
the eternal properties of the spiritual realm. You can't kill a spirit. Theoretically, you might be able to lock one up, but it's very hard to kill a spirit. You can't do it. It's very difficult. And if you can do it, it's not for me to answer how it's done.
Well, it's not going to happen with Sage, we know that.
Sage is not going to do it, no.
But anyway, I'm digressing. Let's keep going here.
So when we're getting into this area and we're getting into the realities of how we shape, transform, bend, empower our environment, our being, our energies, we also have to, unfortunately maybe, we have to get into the idea of who are we? Where did we come from? What's the magical elements of our journey? Were we magicians before? Were we shamans before? Were we psychics? What element did we get into? So that means that the third eye has to magically transport our consciousness into the chapters of our past lives to see what has made us up and what has composed our natures based upon the idea that we are a product and we're forever evolving as souls into the lifetime that we're at.
So how do we activate that connection to the past lives and make sure that it's not our imaginations running wild rather than, you know,
First, you have to scope out if your third eye is working. So your third eye will work when you see auras, when you see energy fields, when you start to see colors around people, morphing, changes. If you start to envision something during the day and then it happens, let's say you're thinking, gee, Susan, or Billy, and then Billy calls you,
right,
or so-and-so calls
mm-hmm.
you. That's an activation of the third eye. That's the beginning of magical element. That's the power of the third eye mind.
So that's a manifesting element, not necessarily a psychic, you know, because that's something that's been happening a lot for me in my psychic development. So when you think of someone before they call, often it's not a prediction that they're going to call, but you're actually activating an energy which they receive, a vibration.
It is.
Uh-huh.
And it's not a trick. You know, magic itself is composed of tricks, and it's a logical conclusion, and it's illusion, and it's all kinds of things that we can get out of a book, or if we're really skilled, we get beyond the book, and we're just gifted magicians. But it's explainable. It can be unleashed and unraveled like the amazing Randy would do. His job was to get these psychics, and he thinks that they're all frauds anyways,
mm-hmm.
and everything is based on magic or just cold hunching, and ultimately you're going to get something here and there. There have been phony psychics who just play a role, and they come up with names and stuff, and it becomes a reading. They just build upon it. Well, okay. But if we're some of us who are really authentically in the element of not magic, manipulated magic, and a bunch of guessing games, and we're really ascribed ourselves to the notion that we are spiritual beings and that there's magic in spirit, we can move mountains. I mean, Christ was one of the greatest magicians. He says, you can move a mountain. Now, that's something that once some of our greatest magicians, who's that great magician that's currently goes to Las Vegas?
Copperfield,
David Copperfield. You know, that's something he would say. But no, you know, our higher spiritual beings were not magicians in that context. Parting of the Red Sea, moving mountains, bringing the dead back to life. These are not magic acts in the sense that they are the content of a trick. They are real energy, and that's what we have to get into, is that we have before us, right in front of our face, the ability through the third eye to create magic. So notice some of you people who are calling our show, when you ask questions, you know, about boyfriends, girlfriends, home, job, you have to first always consider where the magic is in you, not just that you're seeking advice from someone such as myself, but where is your own magical element? Because a lot of times my readings are enhanced by the ability of a person's own psychic capabilities, even if they are dormant. My job is to reawaken them. And that's what any good psychic will do, is they will reawaken the magical elements in your own being.
Wow, Neil, that's fantastic. And of course, you know, we could talk about this all day, but we've got so many callers and we want to make sure we reach everybody that's in the queue currently. So again, everybody's going to be getting a reading, and I take callers in the order that they come in. So hang tight. I'm getting to our first, 919. Good morning. Are you there? Hello. Okay. I'm going to put them on mute for a little bit and get to our next. 914, are you there?
Hi, it's Melissa from New York. How are y'all both doing?
Oh, hey, Melissa. I have an echo, by the way, just to let you know. I don't know if your computer's on.
Yeah, but I'm staying far away from it, so I can probably hear you a little bit better.
Okay, that's good, because I was hearing my voice echo back. 8, 8. No, I'm still hearing my voice.
Okay.
183.
Is this better? Hello?
Yeah, I just said to see if I echoed, and I didn't.
Okay.
No, I hear myself. And Neil's going to have problems. If you could turn off your computer, that would be great.
I'm nowhere near it now.
Okay.
Hello?
Well, we'll deal with it. We'll deal with it. Melissa, okay. 82183, right?
Yes. And I talked to you on Facebook about my the baby had passed.
I know. And, I'm so sorry.
She passed on February 24th.
Right.
And I was about to say, I just wanted to know if she's okay and stuff because,
right.
You know, I just want to thank both of y'all for the prayers.
Because you're under a different name, as you know, when I got your email,
that's my first name, but it's so hard for everybody to say it. Everybody usually calls me by my middle name.
Okay, yeah. Well, then it was clarified. I was shocked. I mean, I actually was aghast, and Neil was like, "What is wrong with you?" And I relayed the message to them because I was shocked. I mean, it was just, you know, not realizing who you were in finance. We're very, very sorry about that. Neil, I'm going to hand it over.
Yeah, I am getting an echo, Melissa, which is, it's very hard for me to do a reading when I hear my voice bounce back and repeat my words.
Especially when you're trying to connect to a spirit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's a wise idea, but I'll tell you this. We made a very sincere and honest attempt to save your baby and gave it everything we had, and that includes Kristen and myself. Sometimes human beings, the souls come back even for a day or two. I always use the analogy that if you're taking a plane to go to the other side of the world and you forget to turn off your stove and nobody else do it but you, you have to come all the way back just to turn it off. Well, sometimes we have to come all the way back to the planet just for a day or two. Now, maybe that connection had to do with the people who created the baby. Maybe there was some karma, and they have to all combine as a unit that one or two or week or month or less than a year date that the human being's alive. Other times it's because what happens is the soul goes back into the body but is very indecisive about the energy. And it's like you go to do a job and you go, wow, you know what? I'm closing this up. This is not going to work. And so what happens is when the baby entered the earth, there might have been a consideration that the journey it was about to take would have been on the wrong foot, the wrong setting. So at least the plan to restart, renew. It may be that the, you know, it got a call from the astral realm, the etheric realm, the heavenly realm to come back. All of these things, they sound a little bit storybookish, but these are the elements, the realities of what happens to a soul once it enters the planet. It could just be that there's something to do with the two of you, you know, you and whoever was the father. There's a karmic element therein. I'll tell you this, and I'm not trying to make you feel better, but the vibration getting from the baby in the soul's world is a lavender blue. Now, to me, a lavender blue is a very loving, comforting color. And sometimes spirit souls will talk to me in color energy because that's the only language that they feel I can receive from them as, you know, at that current moment in time. Lavender blue is beautiful. You know, we think it's blue a boy's color. It's not about a boy's color or a girl's color.
Isn't that a song, too?
Lavender blue is a song. Yeah. Was a song. Lavender blue, dilly dilly.
It's like an old
love song.
English.
Well, it is the old English, but it was then became a contemporary song. I think from the late 50s.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not. This is is one of the hit parade songs. She's telling me that there's a comforting energy. Now, blue is a higher element of the astral realm. And it gets way out there, Melissa, to where the baby sort of in a blue density. And blue density not in the ocean realm, but in the ocean of space, in that lavender blue element, it means that it's a comforting element of energy. She does say one thing to conclusion for your reading today. She's talking about a flower blooming that's not blooming now, but it's going to be blooming. There's a flower blooming. You're going to know it. Do you have a garden in your area? Is there anything in your home that you're trying to grow or anything?
I have a little money tree, and people tell me that when it blooms flowers. And she has, like, her Christmas ornament that one of my cousins had bought for her during Christmas time. So I put it on there with her name on it.
Oh, what she's telling me, that's what she's telling me in our discussion today. She's alluding to that money tree, and she's saying that I will bloom and I will manifest myself there where you put my identification. So she's not going to be in the tree. It's that her energy is surrounding you. She must have some closeness still to the earth plane. Her energy will be surrounding you and manifest in that area.
Oh, wow.
It's pretty powerful, Neil. I mean, Melissa lives in New York, like she's in, you know, like a tropical environment or a verdant area. I mean, it's a city, essentially. Right, Melissa?
Yes. I have to say, like, that's beautiful because only thing that brought me comfort was that that my great aunts that had passed and everything, I know that they will watch over her. But at the same time, it's like, you know, at the same time, it's like I want her back, but I understand that, you know, there's contracts and stuff and decisions and everything, you know.
Yeah. This is a deeper element than just somebody watching over her. This is her more on an autonomous level of connecting with you, and it even goes deeper than...
Okay, Melissa, well, we've got so many.
Thank you so much.
You're always welcome on our show, always welcome. You can call back anytime, and our prayers are with you.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye. Yes, English folks, I'm from the 17th century. Lavender
blue.
Yeah,
lavender
blue. Yeah, but it was modernized.
Then there was,
you know,
lavender blue, dilly. Yeah.
Well, it is. I mean, that's the verse it was based on. Then it
was. Oh, it was the same one.
Same verse.
Thing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, but anyway, I don't think the song had anything to do with it, but that's what
no.
came to mind when you said
mind.
Lavender
yeah.
blue. Okay, and interesting that the lavender then connected to a blooming flower
mm-hmm.
on her money tree, which mm-hmm. I don't think happened. I mean, I've had a money tree, and I've never seen flowers bloom on my money tree, so interesting that that would occur. At least, I'm not exactly a green thumb or anything, so. 509.
Hello?
Hello, 509.
Good morning, guys. My question is, oh, shoot. Ah, my paper is falling away.
Did you write
my question?
This?
Erica?
Oh, I thought so. Okay, can we get your birth date, Erica?
Yeah, it's 12/4/93.
12/4/93. Okay, go ahead. 3/7/17.
Well, I'm just wondering if Neil picks up on anyone new coming. I feel like it's been forever, and I mean, I do got new guys chasing me, but I'm not interested in any. Like, I want
okay.
one that's like vibration resonates with me.
Well,
most
good.
Likely
yeah.
he will be. Most likely he will be like mature, but I don't want him to be like old, like. I have a heart of a 21-year-old like me.
Right. Well, you have a mature guy that's, 21. I mean, rare, but Neil?
Well, you're in the element of still your karma. Of course, 11, you have a karma of 29/11/2. Now, that 11 times 2 is going to be 22, which approaching this December, so I see somebody coming closer to late summer, early fall, closer or even winter, where this person will come in. The person themselves might be around 22, 23. There's some element that I don't know. I'm getting cars around him, so maybe he is at least handy with cars, or he's worked on cars, or there's something to do with cars in his journey, and he likes racing. He likes sports cars. He has an interest in that, or working with cars. Why are you laughing?
Oh, because I have a sports car. It's my dream car,
uh-huh.
and I got it last year. Yeah, it's a Crossfire,
oh.
a black one. Yeah.
Okay.
It's pretty fun.
So because we're going to do brief readings today, we've got so many callers. That's our validation,
mm-hmm.
it's a quick validation, but it's a validation for you, Erica, that he's on
mm-hmm.
his way, and that little car symbol shows us not a red flag.
Agree.
Black and white.
A black
flag?
Is that a go
straight.
Flag?
Yeah.
Neither do I.
Okay, so
nice.
I hope that helps. Yeah.
All right, Erica. Well, thanks for calling.
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry.
Thanks.
For short day. We've got a big list, so.
Uh-huh. No, that's fine. Thanks. Bye.
Thanks, Erica. Bye.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so 30 minutes left. We've got so many callers, Neil. We might, since I promised people that we're going to get to them, we're going to have to, accommodate everybody, whether we have to go over or not. A lot.
We can't accommodate everybody.
We're going to accommodate everybody, we promise, that we're just going to get a reading. We have to. That's our promise. So, 360. Good morning. Are you there, 360? Okay. Well, this makes our job a little easier
yeah.
when people don't answer. Then we're gonna be able to speed through a little quicker. 206, are you there?
Hi, this is Kate from San Francisco.
Oh, hey, Kate. Interesting. You know what? I thought of you on Monday for some reason. I don't know why.
Good. Sure
I
am.
Yeah, I sent you to our show. What's your birth date again, Kate?
9/22/67.
Okay. What's going on? Have you found a place? 9/10/11.
Yeah, I did. I found a good place. It's not permanent, but I'm happy with it for now. It's a good place, a good price, a good neighborhood to get, to get my bearings.
What area?
I'm in the Mission.
It's a fun area, lots of good restaurants.
In the Mission?
Yeah, it's right near the BART station. It's a couple blocks from BART, so it's great.
Yeah, I like that area. What's your question?
Well, I got a call yesterday. Maybe other people have had these issues with I don't know what's going on, but my phone was broken, wasn't downloading calls and text messages, and I didn't know it. And I got a call, a job. I got my first interview phone call, and I missed it. So it's just frustrating. I feel like, oh, no. Frustrated that happened, and I called her this morning. So if you can pick up anything about
So you're hoping she'll call me back.
Yeah, it's not too late, and I didn't miss it.
Yeah, because of the phone malfunction. That's
Let me ask you something, Kate. Do you wear glasses, prescription glasses?
Yes, contacts and glasses.
Well, I can only tell you this. What I did was I spoke with an angel, if you will, and I said, gee, she missed her call, huh? And it may be too late or whatever. I said, so can you intervene? Can you help her out? Give me a sign. Tell me anything. And out of everything the angel had to tell me was it said, ask if she has glasses. Prescription glasses. The angel used to be an optometrist.
Right? Well, we confuse people. Don't confuse people. Angels were never people.
Yeah, no.
Don't say that.
It's a bad joke.
Right.
It's a politically incorrect joke. Okay.
Spiritually incorrect. Right.
Okay, so now how can we link that to your job? I don't know yet, unless it has something to do with maybe the angel's trying to say, you know, Neil, put more sight into it, or we'll put more sight into it. But at least, you know, at least we hit a single here, meaning that I don't think we're not without hope. Something's telling me out there that you haven't missed the boat. When did you make your call? Yesterday?
I didn't hear the messages till late at night. All of a sudden, I had like, whoop, my phone was, you know, I had all these messages and texts. I didn't know till late last night. So this morning, just a couple hours ago, I called her this morning and told her I didn't hear the message.
Okay, and you left a message. Well, you know, gauge that message was first given to you if there's a recording when the message came in from her so you could figure out how long it's been. But what I'll do is, in the meantime, is I'll work with this angel and see if we can maybe allow the passage of time not to be a deterrent to you getting the job. It's just an experiment. We'll see where it goes, but at least it's been brought to our attention and we're working on it.
Okay, Kate.
Yeah, it's about 24 hours later that I called her from when she called.
That's not bad. No,
yeah, good.
We're still in the running, so maybe, you know, keep wearing those glasses. Maybe that will be the magic. I don't know.
And give us a call back, okay?
Okay, thanks a lot.
Thanks. Okay, we are moving through this list. 818 is next. They've been waiting a whole lot. I can't even count right now. 818. Are you there, 818? What is going on with these non-answering people? Well, maybe we're going to have more time than we thought. Let me try to bring on 360 again. 360, are you there?
Oh. Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Lori.
Lori. Oh, Lori from up north?
Yes.
Seattle, or I mean Washington?
Yes.
Oh, hi, Lori. What's going on? What's 10-24-62, right? Is that right?
No. 10-14-59.
10-14, different Lori. 10-14-59 is L-O-R-I. Sorry, I was looking at the wrong Lori. 2-6-16.
I'm 30.
What,
59
or
69?
59, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So what's going on with the car situation? You got the car back. The car was not working well.
Yeah, it was like another $1,500 with the damage that he did to it.
Oh, my goodness.
And that's without really knowing everything.
Uh-huh.
It could be the other thing that he did. So I got a different car. I went and I got car payments, but I'm wondering, and then I filled out, I did all the paperwork to initiate small claims court. And,
it's really hard to hear. Could you speak up a bit?
Oh, I initiated a small claims court.
Okay, so is your question regarding this lawsuit?
Regarding what?
Well, what's your question? Just because we have a lot of calls in the queue, we want to make sure we get
I'm
to everybody and answer your question.
I'm wondering if I'll recover any of my money from this.
Right, that's what I was wondering regarding the lawsuit.
Yeah.
So, do you remember her, honey? I mean, Neil? she had a car which she brought to a mechanic, and the mechanic, like, basically destroyed the car.
Oh, yeah, I remember her. Now she wants a lot. She's trying to sue him?
Yeah, she's trying to sue him. You recommended going to small claims court.
Yeah, well, tell you the truth, you probably won't get it. I don't know, because, you know, did you sign a contract? Is he licensed? Whatever work he performed, the hassle of trying to retrieve your money is probably not going to. How much did you end up giving him, and what did he?
$695.
Yeah. You know, I was seeing that figure about a $500-$600. I thought maybe that's what you were going to get back, but now I'm thinking that's what you spent. And you know, you might just be out of luck. I don't think it's worth it to pursue it, my personal opinion, and you just have to be a wise next time. You know, let it be a lesson learned, Lori. I doubt you're going to be able to achieve anything. I know that's a lot of money to you, but, you know, you might get him in trouble. I don't know. You might get him in trouble.
You know, there was a question about, you know, the fact that he stole things out of the car and, you know, whether she has any kind of criminal case.
No. You know, anyone. It's just not. You can go to small claims court and let a judge, you know, decide. And it's minimal cost to you. You might get something back. But, you know, you got to have documents and proof. And you've got to go prepared. You need to have paperwork. The judge is just going to give you money because you have a sad story. They need to see that legally you're owed something, legally. There was a breaking of a contract or, you know, a work order. But you just can't go there with a sob story, no.
Right.
Well, I don't know, Lori. You know, this isn't a psychic question. It's a logical, common sense question, and it's a legal question. But, you know, you could try this claims court, which I can't give legal advice.
Yeah. Okay.
It really happens to you, Lori.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. Yeah. I would suggest you wake up to a new day. It's money lost, but, you know, what are you going to get back? Who knows? It's not that much, Lori. And if you're desperate for that couple hundred dollars, you got to look deeper at your life and say, my life is more worth more than trying to collect $200-$300. I've got to think about my life and my world and where I'm going tomorrow, not where I've been yesterday. And that's what I would suggest to you. And I'm saying that as a compliment. Because if there was no hope for you, I would tell you to turn around and fight this because there's no hope for your future. But I'm not telling you that. So why pursue something that's not worth it, really, in my mind? I would go forward and just step on a new day here.
Okay.
All right, Lori. Well,
it's an opinion. But
okay. I guess that's it. For this call, but okay, thank you. Thank you. And Lori can give Neil a call directly, 562-596-7818. Okay, we've dropped, several people have hung up, so we've thinned the list considerably, but I'm going to try to bring on 818 again to see if they're there. 818, are you there? Hello? 818? Nope. I'm going to just delete them. Okay, 305, and then we've got 919, and that's it. We have 20 minutes left.
Good morning.
Several. Hi, Tiana.
Good morning.
Hi.
I want to tell you that I so enjoy conversations in the beginning of the show that I wish they lasted longer, because just when you're getting into a good part, I was wondering, are you considering doing an additional show where you would just talk?
Well, you know, the show is of service to the callers, and I don't know. I mean, you know, when we have callers, it's hard for Kristen and I to not address their needs.
I see that.
We've had other listeners say, oh, well, you know, you get right into a subject and then you have to move into the readings. But it is, like Neil said, a service. Who knows? Maybe we can add a show someday.
Yeah, we might add a show
where we just
do a
show
and questions
talking
only about our topic at hand. We might consider that, Deanna.
I would appreciate that because we all learn from it, and it is just as much a service.
Yeah,
it's true.
Yeah, I mean, I really loved, you know, discussing the deeper, more metaphysical aspects of existence. It's a nice variance from just talking about people's problems and answering questions, which I know are important. That's why we put so much time and effort into it. But I agree with you. I think we need to have that deeper category of information, and we'll certainly consider it.
Yeah, even extending it a little bit maybe, but when we're inundated. But
if people want to, what do you call it, connect to us and let us know
They can email me. They can email me on Blog Talk Radio or on Facebook, which, you know, Neil doesn't answer emails, but I answer emails. So, you know, people are welcome to weigh in. We always accept input and suggestions for shows and try to respond to our listeners' desires. But Deanna, did you have a question, like a psychic question you wanted to answer today or anything you wanted to say?
I would like to ask for some energy if you have sufficient and are willing to share it. It's a tough week for me. I have to get a lot of things done and I'm quite tired all the time.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
Yeah, are you having any trouble with utility bills or anything regarding the city, municipal?
None of that. I need to get that lawsuit started. But to do that, I have to write a detailed chronological letter that encompasses 15 years. So I got to do that this week, and I don't have the energy, especially because I've done it before, and it went into deaf ears. So I need to get enough energy for the final push, which needs to be done this week. That's what I'm going through. It encompasses everything you said, though, you know.
Okay, well, you know, without going into the details of the lawsuit, I'll put out energy. I'll put out a source of channel of energy for you, Deanna, that will hopefully move your third breath, not just your lungs, your two lungs, but the third breath of your soul, your spirit, and give you that vitality you need. You're a very intelligent woman. Make sure your diet enhances energy and vitality, so make sure you go online and look for those foods that are going to promote energy.
Yeah, don't follow Neil's diet advice of jelly beans.
No, well, I got macadamia nuts, I got Brazil nuts, pistachios, cashews, you name it. But it's less the dietary part. Yeah, when you wear something out because of exhaustion, your enemy out, you wear. That's how I feel. I've been worn out, so I just need some energy, and spirit will do the rest.
Well, you know, sweeten up, do some natural sweetener, honey, anything that's natural.
Stevia is a good one.
Do some natural energy variety of things, and don't, you know, I'm a great fan of caffeine. I love coffee.
Coffee and sugar.
Yeah, I don't put sugar in my coffee.
No, but you like sugar, aside from
well,
coffee.
Yeah.
Yeah,
coffee and a jelly bean would be nice.
Thank you.
you know, we'll put the energy out for you at any rate.
Absolutely.
Deanna, and we will definitely do that. You're one of our greatest fans. And,
yeah, we're all you're always on our radar. Definitely.
It's just that I learn from your conversations. And if both of you have enough time to state what you're saying, then I learn more. Nathaniel learns more. Terry, Cassie, everybody learns more. So that's why I asked.
Oh, I appreciate that. We appreciate it, Deanna. Okay, we better get to our next caller.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks. Thank you. Today is a weird day here, Neil. 919. Are you there, 919?
No. Yes.
You are. Okay. Hi.
Good.
Yeah, we couldn't earlier. You've been waiting a long time. What's your name?
Terry.
Terry?
Yeah, Terry.
T-E-R-R-I?
T-E-R-R-I.
And your birthday, please.
4/28/69.
Okay, what's your question, Terry?
My question is about the job search. Anything coming up this year and what that looks like.
We've spoken with you before, correct?
Yeah, a few weeks ago. Yeah.
Okay. About the same thing, I think. I don't remember your line of work, but go ahead, Neil.
What was your line of work, Terry?
I manage a travel consulting company right now.
And so you're out of work?
No, I'm still employed, but for the moment, I need to move into something else.
Oh, you want to move into something else entirely?
Yes.
What would you like to move into?
Don't know. Maybe human resources or purchasing or something along that line. What I've been doing, I have a lot of different paths that I do.
Well, it's, you know, we're looking at a long journey of you tackling self-promoting yourself and getting yourself out there as opposed to maybe working with a company that has some basis, some links to that human sources. You're wanting a more intimate energy field. And so what you've got to go, I think the first rule of thumb is to go inside of your own psyche and find out where the intimacy connection is. Because there could be something blocking that. Are you, Terry, are you a divorced woman or estranged from your family woman?
No, I'm divorced.
Divorced, yeah. So I would, you know, my mind, I would start to operate with those broken pieces and figure out what that did to the psyche of your energy and work with that real quickly so that we can connect on a more... that you can connect on a more intimate level with the outside environment and reduce the karma of whatever's getting in your way and then, you know, have success. Your numbers are beautifully placed. So there's nothing in your coded birth date that causes an alarm. You are compounded. You're a 39-12-3, but that's not a problem in regards to the overall depiction of your birth date numbers. I think what we're looking at is something that's got to be cleared up karmically. Is there any part of that divorce that you're still carrying as a dark, difficult position in your mind?
I mean, I don't think so. That divorce was a long time ago.
Have you connected to anybody significantly, anybody after the divorce?
No.
Okay, I got it. I'm understanding something deeper. It's a much deeper layer of meaning to me. And it's not a difficult, but what it could do is by looking at it, it could help activate your ability to connect to the outside world on a more intimate level and thereby give you the beauty and of the design you're looking for in terms of employment. I don't think it's a difficult thing, but I can see where some of the problems are that might, if we address them, it might help to open up a new world for you. And, you know, the way to address that could be five, six, seven different ways.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm not sure what I do. I mean,
well,
I don't
No, you have to. You either connect to a person like myself or somebody you trust that might be able to help verbalize or work with you briefly as to how to connect to that intimate level of your being, going in there real quickly, see if something can be released. It might take a little bit of investigation work. You know, okay. It should be a big, extensive thing. Or you go inside of yourself and you start to work intimately inside of your own journey, and you start to talk to your higher self about connecting to the kind of job you want. And I don't know if you've done that, but those are two approachable positions to how to get this thing started.
Okay.
Okay, Terry. Well,
all right.
A start. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you for your call. 562-596-7818 is Neil's direct number. And, yeah, I mean, it may take a half hour, but sometimes working through those blocks and, you know, removing them is a good way to
if I had my wish, everything would be solved in a half hour, because I'm getting old and I can't, you know. I mean, if it was me, it's harder and harder for me to spend months and months on one problem with somebody. But I hope, you know, efficiency is delightful for me.
Absolutely.
I love to see things happen quickly.
Okay, 818. Let's try to bring them on again. Are you there, caller?
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
This is Deanna.
Deanna.
Another one.
Yeah, how do you spell?
D-E-A-N-N-A. Yes.
Okay.
D.
Your birthday, Deanna?
5/21/70.
Okay, what brings you to our show, Deanna? 7/8/18/25/7.
I just lost a loved one recently.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
And I wanted to make sure that they were okay.
Oh, okay.
Not that it matters. Was this a male, M-A-L-E energy, or female?
Male.
I thought it was male. That's why I put it first, because I'm feeling a male energy. The person tells me that they're troubled, but not in any way that in your brain would think, oh my God, they're troubled, what's going wrong? They're troubled because of the way they left the planet. Too much was left undone. They weren't ready to say, I'm so done with the earth, I'm ready to go. They are probably leaving behind broken hearts and a broken life, so it's not complete. There is some element of water around them, so I don't know if they ever had a drinking problem or a drug problem or a troubled life in their family with those kinds of themes.
No drinking problem, no drugs, nothing like that.
And were they killed by accident or by health reasons?
Health reasons.
And was there any, to your estimation, Deanna, was there any flooding of the lungs? Was there any overwhelming fluid at the end?
I'm not sure.
Oh, okay. We don't have to go into...
getting a water element, obviously.
I'm getting something to do with water, and I'm trying to figure out what all that pertains to. But let me say that I'm getting a connection, so that I feel... And I'm very ethical. You know, I'm very honest, so I'm not going to say something I don't... I'm not playing with you here. I'm getting something... because I got a male energy that came in, there was some sense of flooding. I don't know what that is yet. It could be in the body. Did they die in the hospital?
No.
Did they die at home, or was there any care being given to them?
At home.
Yeah.
Like a hospice.
Was there a hospice there?
No. Well, I mean, medical people came.
Medical people.
Okay.
Okay, so... I'm getting that much so far as I build my steps here. So there is something going on there. Something goes back with a 2-year struggle, Deanna. Did this person realize they had trouble 2 years prior to their death?
No.
There was no struggle then? I don't know what that's about. How long did you know the person, Deanna?
11 years.
That's the two.
Oh, okay. So in numerology, what I'm seeing with you, this is a delicate matter.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm seeing with you, in numerology, the 11 is a 2, and he was giving me 2. So you probably, I don't know if you know me that well from the radio or if I've ever done a reading with you, but the 11 would equal a 2. So there's something in that element that, first of all, is significant. 2 years ago, were you involved with this person's life 2 years ago?
Yes.
And were you intimate? Was this an intimate, connected relationship, as it were?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So 2 years ago, did you ever share any property with him or move into a home with him during your relationship?
Yes.
Okay. So are you alone in that home now?
Yes.
Uh-huh. So what I'm getting, I'm starting to build a rapport with him, and I'm doing it through this crude environment of the radio, so I'm getting a little bit going on. Forgive me for the probing questions, but I don't mean to probe information out of you. I'm getting a vibration. I'm trying my best to use you as a form of validation for the vibration I'm getting, so there's something in there. There's also something, a picture, but it looks like he's wearing a hat. I can't figure it out. But do you have any photographs up of him currently?
Yes.
And are there any of him wearing a silly thing on his head? Is there any comical photograph, or is it just a kind of a basic, somber, serious photograph?
Well, I have multiple ones. I have silly ones. I have, you know.
Uh-huh. Well, I know this is very emotional for you. He's around. This isn't even a spirit that's, like, way out there in space, and he sent
he's still
a message.
To the earth.
He's around you. He's in your environment. So something's going on there. Now, did you ever have a small cat or an animal, maybe a small cat or dog?
Yes.
Yeah. So his environment, he's showing me a vibrational element of your environment, and he's doing so in a way to give you a thumbs up. Hey, listen, remember that movie Ghost with Patrick Swayze? He's in your environment. You could actually even probably manifest his presence, but that takes a little bit of work. But he's around you. He's around you. He hasn't gone. And for some reason, that's probably why he told me he left behind a broken heart. That's you. So he left behind your broken heart, but he's calling you a cherish, C-H-E-R-I-S-H. He said that word. He cherishes you. That takes me to a song by The Association. Do you remember that group?
No.
Well, I want you to look up the group, The Association, and listen to the song Cherish, because
okay.
He wants you to hear that song. I don't know why, but what was his year? When was he born?
He was born in 63.
Okay.
He was 66,
well,
was when that song was released.
Yeah, but he was 3 years old. But okay, we don't have a lot of time. I was going to say he was born at least in 65, so I thought at least 65, if not no later than that. He was born 63. So we've got the beginning of a dialogue, Deanna. And in my world of thinking, he's there. He's around you. Your broken heart might be part of his trouble, but don't worry, because he cherishes. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, Deanna. You're very welcome, Deanna, and you're always welcome to give me all a call, 562-596-7818. You know, tough on a radio show, especially at the end of the show when we're bringing on a caller, when you're connecting to a spirit and we've got so many callers and so little time. So she's always welcome to call back or call you directly, and we're out of time actually now, Neil. So we are back on the air on Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific. We thank everyone for joining us. To those that we didn't get to, please give us a call on Monday, and we will do our best to answer your questions. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.